Section 14. The Bible Instructor.
Footnote. Bible Instructor is a term adopted in 1942 by the General Conference Committee to designate the personal worker formerly known as Bible Worker. Signed, the Compilers. End of footnote. Bible Teaching, the Objective. Subheading, Need of a Bible Study Revival. A revival in Bible study is needed throughout the world. Attention is to be called not to the assertions of men, but to the Word of God. As this is done, a mighty work will be wrought. When God declared that His Word should not return unto Him void, He meant all that He said. The gospel is to be preached to all nations. The Bible is to be opened to the people. A knowledge of God is the highest education, and it will cover the earth with its wonderful truth as the waters cover the sea. Manuscript 139, 1898. Subheading, Bible Work Marked Out by Heavenly Father. Our work has been marked out for us by our Heavenly Father. We are to take our Bibles and go forth to warn the world. We are to be God's helping hands and saving souls, channels through which His love is day by day to flow to the perishing. Testimonies, Volume 9, page 150, 1909. Subheading, A Heaven-Born Method. The plan of holding Bible readings was a heaven-born idea. There are many, both men and women, who can engage in this branch of missionary labor. Workers may thus be developed who will become mighty men of God. By this means, the Word of God has been given to thousands, and the workers are brought into personal contact with the people of all nations and tongues. The Bible is brought into families, and its sacred truths come home to the conscience. Men are entreated to read, examine, and judge for themselves, and they must abide the responsibility of receiving or rejecting the divine enlightenment. God will not permit this precious work for Him to go unrewarded. He will crown with success every humble effort made in His name. Gospel Workers, page 192, 1915. Subheading, Bible Work, a Thorough Method. In every city that is entered, a solid foundation is to be laid for permanent work. The Lord's methods are to be followed. By doing house-to-house work, by giving Bible readings in families, the worker may gain access to many who are seeking for truth. By opening the Scriptures, by prayer, by exercising faith, he is to teach the people the way of the Lord. Testimonies, Volume 7, page 38, 1902. Subheading, In some places, Bible work better than public effort. I was once shown a place in which a tent effort had been made. Great preparations were made, and the expense entailed was large. Enough was done to awaken the whole community, and in one sense it was awakened, but it was to warn of the dangerous errors held by those who were preaching the truth. An alarm was sounded, and falsehoods were repeated again and again. The stay-away argument was urged with much effect. The laborers were disappointed with their efforts, for only a few came to hear, and very few decided to obey the truth. I was shown the same place at another time. I spoke to two Bible workers seated in a family. With the open Bibles before them, they presented the Lord Jesus Christ as the sin-pardoning Savior. Their words were spoken with freshness and power. Earnest prayer was offered to God, and hearts were softened and subdued by the softening influence of the Spirit of God. As the Word of God was explained, I saw that a soft, radiant light illuminated the Scriptures, and I said softly, Go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. These workers were not boastful, but humble and contrite in heart, realizing always that the Holy Spirit was their efficiency. Under its divine influence, indifference was dispelled, and an earnest interest was manifested. The precious light was communicated from neighbor to neighbor. Family altars which had been broken down were again erected, and many were converted to the truth. Letter 95, 1896. Subheading, Explaining the Word. Right where you are, right where the people are, let earnest effort be put forth. The Word of God has been, as it were, hid under a bushel. That Word must be explained to those who are now in ignorance of its requirements. Search the Scriptures with those who are willing to be taught. The work may be small in its beginning, but others will unite to carry it forward. And as in faith and dependence on God, earnest labor is put forth to enlighten and instruct the people in the simple truths of the Word, those who listen will catch the meaning of true discipleship. Letter 30, 1911. Heading, Personal Workers and Wise Counselors. Subheading, Our Example Affects Our Counsel. When a crisis comes in the life of any soul, and you attempt to give counsel or admonition, your words will have only the weight of influence for good that your own example and spirit have gained for you. You must be good before you can do good. You cannot exert an influence that will transform others until your own heart has been humbled and refined and made tender by the grace of Christ. When this change has been wrought in you, it will be as natural for you to live, to bless others, as it is for the rose bush to yield its fragrant bloom or the vine its purple clusters. Mount of Blessing, page 183, 1896. Subheading, Personal Ministry and Bible Work. There is need of coming close to the people by personal effort. If less time were given to sermonizing and more time were spent in personal ministry, greater results would be seen. The people are to be relieved, the sick cared for, the sorrowing and bereaved comforted, the ignorant instructed, and inexperienced counseled. We are to weep with those who weep and rejoice with those that rejoice. Accompanied by the power of persuasion, the power of prayer, the power of love of God, this work will not, cannot be without fruit. Ministry of Healing, pages 143, 144, 1905. Subheading, Women as Messengers of Mercy. We greatly need consecrated women who, as messengers of mercy, shall visit the mothers and the children in their homes, and help them in the everyday household duties, if need be, before beginning to talk to them regarding the truth for this time. You will find that by this method you will have souls as the result of your ministry. Review and Herald, July 12, 1906. Subheading, Reaching Hearts by Interest in the Sick. My brethren and sisters, give yourselves to the Lord for service. Allow no opportunity to pass unimproved. Visit the sick and suffering and show a kindly interest in them. If possible, do something to make them more comfortable. Through this means, you can reach their hearts and speak a word for Christ. Testimonies, Volume 9, page 36, 1909. Subheading, Being a Friend to the Family. The sisters can do much to reach the heart and make it tender. Wherever you are, my sisters, work in simplicity. If you are in a home where there are children, show an interest in them. Let them see that you love them. If one is sick, offer to give him treatment. Help the careworn, anxious mother to relieve her suffering child. Review and Herald, November 11, 1902. Subheading, People Saved as Individuals, Not in Masses. Salt must be mingled with the substance to which it is added. It must penetrate and infuse in order to preserve. So it is through personal contact and association that men are reached by the saving power of the gospel. They are not saved in masses, but as individuals. Personal influence is a power. We must come close to those whom we desire to benefit. Mount of Blessing, page 59, 1896. Subheading, Need for Women Counselors. If any woman, no matter who, casts herself upon your sympathy, are you to take her up and encourage her and receive letters from her and feel a special responsibility to help her? Footnote, addressed to a conference president, signed compilers. End of footnote. My brother, you should change your course with regard to such matters and set a right example before your brother ministers. Keep your sympathy for the members of your own family who need all that you can give them. When a woman is in trouble, let her take her trouble to women. If this woman who has come to you has cause of complaint against her husband, she should take her trouble to some other woman who can, if necessary, talk with you in regard to it, without any appearance of evil. You do not seem to realize that your course in this matter is exerting a wrong influence. Be guarded in your words and actions. Letter 164, 1902. Subheading, A Grand Work in Which Heaven Unites. The work you are doing to help our sisters feel their individual accountability to God is a good and necessary work. Footnote, addressed to a woman of broad public appearance who had joined the Seventh-day Adventist Church, signed compilers. End of footnote. Long has it been neglected, but when this work is laid out in clear, simple, definite lines, we may expect that home duties, instead of being neglected, will be done much more intelligently. The Lord would have us ever urge the worth of the human soul upon those who do not understand its value. If we can arrange to have regular, organized companies instructed intelligently in regard to the part they should act as servants of the Master, our churches will have a life and vitality that they have long needed. The excellency of the soul Christ has saved will be appreciated. Our sisters generally have a hard time with their increasing families and their unappreciated trials. I have so longed for women who could be educated to help our sisters rise from their discouragement and feel that they could do a work for the Lord. This is bringing rays of sunshine into their own lives, which are reflected into the hearts of others. God will bless you and all who unite with you in this grand work. Letter 54, 1899. Heading, Searching for the Lost. Subheading, Bible Carried to Every Man's Door. The Bible is unchained. It can be carried to every man's door, and its truth may be presented to every man's conscience. There are many who, like the noble Bereans, will search the Scriptures daily for themselves, when the truth is presented, to see whether or not these things are so. Christ has said, Search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Jesus, the world's Redeemer, bids men not only to read, but to search the Scriptures. This is a great and important work, and it is committed to us, and in doing this we shall be greatly benefited, for obedience to Christ's command will not go unrewarded. He will crown with the special tokens of his favor this act of loyalty in following the light revealed in his word. Counsels on Sabbath School Work, page 84, 1889. Subheading, Many Waiting to be Gathered In. All over the world, men and women are looking wistfully to heaven. Prayers and tears and inquiries go up from souls longing for light, for grace, for the Holy Spirit. Many are on the verge of the kingdom, waiting only to be gathered in. Acts of the Apostles, page 109, 1911. Subheading, Searching for the Lost. This work is to be a determined work. The lost sheep are all through the country where you are. You are to seek and to save that which is lost. They know not how to recover themselves. Letter 189, 1899. Subheading, Finding Openings for Studies. In every city that is entered, a solid foundation is to be laid for permanent work. The Lord's methods are to be followed. By doing house-to-house work, by giving Bible readings in families, the worker may gain access to many who are seeking for truth. By opening the Scriptures, by prayer, by exercising faith, he is to teach the people the way of the Lord. Testimonies, Volume 7, page 38, 1902. Subheading, Seeking Out the Honest Souls. I must do my best in bearing to our people the message that the Lord has honest souls in all our cities, and that they must be sought out. The Lord is not pleased with the showing we have made. Many cities still remain practically untouched. Those who engage in the work of warning the inhabitants of our great cities will obtain an education in winning souls to Christ. How shall they be converted unless they have truth set before them diligently, line upon line, precept upon precept? The workers must not spend their time in going over and over the ground among churches that are already confirmed in the truth, while on every hand are many who have never had the truth explained to them. Letter 8, 1909. Subheading, Worker Guided to Homes of Interested. Light. Light from the Word of God. This is what the people need. If the teachers of the Word are willing, the Lord will lead them into close relation with the people. He will guide them to the homes of those who need and desire the truth. And as the servants of God engage in the work of seeking for the lost sheep, their spiritual activities are awakened and energized. Review and Herald, December 29, 1904. Subheading, With Tenfold More Force. If half the time now spent in preaching were given to house-to-house labor, favorable results would be seen. Much good would be accomplished, for the workers could come close to the people. The time spent in quietly visiting families, and when they are speaking to God in prayer, singing His praise, and explaining His word, will often do more good than a public effort. Many times minds are impressed with tenfold more force by personal appeals than by any other kind of labor. The family that is visited in this way is spoken to personally. The members are not in a promiscuous assembly where they can apply to their neighbors the truth which they hear. They themselves are spoken to earnestly and with a kind-hearted solicitude. They are allowed to express their objections freely, and these objections each can be met with a thus saith the Lord. If this work is done in humility by those whose hearts are imbued with the love of God, the words are fulfilled. The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding to the simple. Letter 95, 1896. Subheading, Some Seem Unapproachable. Those who work for God will find some people unapproachable. They appear to be offended that you should invade the privacy of their faith and devotion, and do not look graciously upon those who are workers together with God. These workers must look away from self to Jesus, giving careful attention to the directions found in His Word. Letter 5, 1896. Heading, Women in Evangelism. Subheading, In This Time of Crisis. The Lord has a work for women as well as for men. They may take their places in His work at this crisis, and He will work through them. If they are imbued with a sense of their duty and labor under the influence of the Holy Spirit, they will have just the self-possession required for this time. The Savior will reflect upon the self-sacrificing women the light of His countenance and will give them a power that exceeds that of men. They can do in families a work that men cannot do, a work that reaches the inner life. They can come close to the hearts of those whom men cannot reach. Their labor is needed. Review and Herald, August 26, 1902. Subheading, Women with Work at Heart. Women who have the cause of God at heart can do a good work in the districts in which they reside. Christ speaks of women who help them in presenting the truth before others, and Paul also speaks of women who labored with him in the gospel. But how very limited is the work done by those who could do a large work if they would. Letter 31, 1894. Subheading, When Believing Women Feel the Burden of Souls. I have thought, with your experience, under the supervision of God, you could exert your influence to set in operation lines of work where women could unite together to work for the Lord. There certainly should be a larger number of women engaged in the work of ministering to suffering humanity, uplifting, educating them how to believe, simply to believe in Jesus Christ our Savior. And as souls give themselves to the Lord Jesus, making an entire surrender, they will understand the doctrine. I am pained because our sisters in America are not more of them doing the work they might do for the Lord Jesus. Abiding in Christ, they would receive courage and strength and faith for the work. Many women love to talk. Why can't they talk the words of Christ to perishing souls? The more closely we are related to Christ, the heart learns the wretchedness of souls that do not know God, and who do not feel the dishonor they are doing to Christ who has bought them with a price. When the believing women shall feel the burden of souls and burden of sins not their own, they will be working as Christ worked. They will consider no sacrifice too great to make to win souls to Christ. And everyone who has this love for souls is born of God. They are ready to follow in His footsteps and their words and voice would be talents employed in the Master's service. The very nourishment coming from the parent stock to their own souls would flow out in district channels of love to souls who are withered and dried up. In this work is a constant education. The desire to be a blessing discovers the weakness and inefficiency of the worker. This drives the soul to God in prayer, and the Lord Jesus gives light and His Holy Spirit, and they understand that it is Christ who does the melting and breaking of the hard hearts. Letter 133, 1898. Subheading, needed in various branches of the work. In the various branches of the work of God's cause, there is a wide field in which our sisters may do good service for the Master. Many lines of missionary work are neglected. In the different churches, much work which is often left undone or done imperfectly could be well accomplished by the help that our sisters, if properly instructed, can give. Through various lines of home missionary effort, they can reach a class that is not reached by our ministers. Among the noble women who have had the moral courage to decide in favor of the truth for this time are many who have tact, perception, and good ability, and who may make successful workers. The labors of such Christian women are needed. Review and Herald, December 10, 1914. Subheading, Women's Part in Evangelism. In the various lines of home missionary work, the modest, intelligent woman may use her powers to the very highest account. Who can have so deeply loved for the souls of men and women for whom Christ has died as those who are partakers of His grace? Who can represent the truth and the example of Christ better than Christian women who themselves are practicing the truth? Review and Herald, December 10, 1914. Subheading, As Counselor, Companion, and Co-worker. Woman, if she wisely improves her time and her faculties, relying upon God for wisdom and strength, may stand on an equality with her husband as advisor, counselor, companion, and co-worker, and yet lose none of her womanly grace or modesty. She may elevate her own character, and just as she does this, she is elevating and ennobling the characters of her family and exerting a powerful, though unconscious, influence upon others around her. Why should not women cultivate the intellect? Why should they not answer the purpose of God in their existence? Why may they not understand their own powers and realizing that these powers are given of God, strive to make use of them to the fullest extent in doing good to others, in advancing the work of reform, of truth and real goodness in the world? Satan knows that women have a power of influence for good or for evil. Therefore, he seeks to enlist them in his cause. Good Health, June 1880. Subheading, The Power of a Consistent Life. Wonderful is the mission of the wives and mothers and the younger women workers. If they will, they can exert an influence for good to all around them. By modesty in dress and circumspect deportment, they may bear witness to the truth in its simplicity. They may let their light so shine before all that others will see their good works and glorify their Father, which is in heaven. A truly converted woman will exert a powerful transforming influence for good. Connected with her husband, she may aid him in his works and become the means of encouragement and blessing to him. When the will and way are brought into subjection to the Spirit of God, there's no limit to the good that can be accomplished. Manuscript 91, 1908. Subheading, Burden Bearers for Jesus. Our sisters, the youth, the middle-aged, and those of advanced years, may act a part in the closing work for this time. And in doing this as they have opportunity, they will obtain an experience of the highest value to themselves. In forgetfulness of self, they will grow in grace. By training the mind in this direction, they will learn how to bear burdens for Jesus. Review and Herald, January 2, 1879. Subheading, Those Who Work at Home. Those who employ men or women to assist in the work of the home should give them a just wage. And they should give them also a just appreciation. Do not let them think that their faithfulness and service is not appreciated. Their work is just as essential as is the work of those who give Bible readings, and they should receive words of appreciation. They often hunger for compassion and sympathy, and this should not be withheld from them, for they deserve it. Those who do the cooking and other work of the home are as verily engaged in the service of God as are those engaged in the Bible work. And they are in the greater need of sympathy and compassion, for there is in spiritual lines of work that which keeps the spirit cheered, uplifted, and comforted. And remember, we are all servants. The one who does your housework is no less highly regarded by the Lord than the one whose work is to give Bible readings. Manuscript 128, 1905. Heading, Both Men and Women Called to Bible Work. Subheading, Combined Talents for a Decisive Work. When a great and decisive work is to be done, God chooses men and women to do this work, and it will feel the loss if the talents of both are not combined. Letter 77, 1898. Women as well as men can engage in the work of hiding the truth where it can work out and be made manifest. Testimonies, Volume 9, page 128, 1909. Subheading, Some Women Adapted to Bible Work. There are women who are especially adapted for the work of giving Bible readings, and they are very successful in presenting the Word of God in its simplicity to others. They become a great blessing in reaching mothers and their daughters. This is a sacred work, and those engaged in it should receive encouragement. Letter 108, 1910. Subheading, Colored Women Called to the Work. Of late, as the needs of this field have been pressed upon me, I have been able to sleep but little. Medical missionary work must be carried on among this, the colored people, who must be given a training in nursing, cooking, and in other important lines of work. There are those among them who must be trained to labor as teachers, Bible workers, and canvassers. Letter 221, 1904. Subheading, Trained Colored Men. Colored men are to be thoroughly educated and trained to give Bible readings and hold tent meetings among their own people. There are many having capability who should be prepared for this work. Testimonies, Volume 9, page 207, 1909. Subheading, Bible Studies by Men of Spiritual Understanding. Hearts have been impressed and souls converted as you have presented the grand testing truths of the Bible, the truths of the grace of Christ. There should now be connected with you in your labors men of spiritual understanding who will cooperate with you, who will in the daytime conduct Bible studies with the new converts, telling them how to yield to the power of the Holy Spirit, that these souls may be fully and firmly established in the truth. They need personal instruction upon many matters. Letter 376, 1906. Subheading, Training Men and Women for Bible Work. Elder and Mrs. Haskell were conducting Bible studies in the forenoons, and in the afternoons the workers in training were going out and visiting from house to house. These missionary visits and the sale of many books and periodicals opened the way for the holding of Bible readings. About 40 men and women were attending the morning classes, and a goodly number of these students engaged in the afternoon work. Review and Herald, November 29, 1906. Heading, The Gospel Visitor. Subheading, Both Bible Instructors and Visitors. There are those who have some experience who should, with every effort they make in dying churches as well as in new places, select young men or men of mature age to assist in the work. Thus they will be obtaining knowledge by interesting themselves in personal effort, and scores of helpers will be fitting for usefulness as Bible readers, as canvassers, and as visitors in the families. Letter 34, 1886. Subheading, Youth Called as Gospel Visitors. There are many lines in which the youth can find opportunity for helpful effort. Companies should be organized and thoroughly educated to work as nurses, gospel visitors, and Bible readers, as canvassers, ministers, and medical missionary evangelists. Counsels to Teachers, page 546, 1913. Subheading, Women to Do Visiting. Women may accomplish a good work for God if they will first learn the precious, all-important lesson of meekness in the school of Christ. They will be able to benefit humanity by presenting to them the all-sufficiency of Jesus. Many who are entrusted with some humble line of work to to do for the master soon become dissatisfied and think that they should be teachers and leaders. They want to leave their humble ministering, which is just as important in its place as the larger responsibilities. Those who are to set to do the visiting soon come to think that anyone can do that work, that anyone can speak words of sympathy and encouragement, and lead men in a humble, quiet way to a correct understanding of the Scriptures. But it is a work which demands much grace, much patience, and an ever-increasing stock of wisdom. No work done for the Master must be considered inferior and of little account. If it is done cheerfully, humbly, and in the meekness of Christ, it will result in the glory of God. Letter 88, 1895. Heading, Women in Public Ministry. Subheading, The Effectiveness of Women's Work. Women can be the instruments of righteousness, rendering holy service. It was Mary that first preached the risen Jesus. If there were 20 women, where now there is one, who would make this holy mission their cherished work, we should see many more converted to the truth. The refining, softening influence of Christian women is needed in the great work of preaching the truth. Review and Herald, January 2, 1879. Subheading, Husband and Wife in a United Work. There are women who should labor in the gospel ministry. In many respects, they would do more good than the ministers who neglected to visit the flock of God. Manuscript 43A, 1898. Subheading, Wisdom Needed to Choose Gospel Teachers. There should be selected for the work wise, consecrated men who can do a good work in reaching souls. Women also should be chosen who can present the truth in a clear, intelligent, straightforward manner. We need among us laborers who see the need of a deep work of grace to be done in hearts, and such should be encouraged to engage in earnest missionary effort. There has long been the need for more of this class of workers. We must pray most earnestly, Lord, help us to help one another. Self must be buried with Christ, and we must be baptized with the Holy Spirit of God. Then will be revealed in speech, in spirit, and in our manner of labor, the fact that the Spirit of God is guiding. We need as workers men and women who understand the reasons of our faith, and who realize the work to be done in communicating truth, and who will refuse to speak any words that will weaken the confidence of any soul in the Word of God or destroy the fellowship that should exist between those of like faith. Letter 54, 1909. Subheading, A Bible Instructor Addresses Congregation. Every week tells its story. One soul or two souls receive the truth, and the wonderful change in their features and in their character so marked by their neighbor that the conviction of the very life of their neighbors is leading others to the truth, and they are now searching the Scriptures diligently. Sister R. and Sister W. are doing just as efficient work as the ministers. In some meetings, when the ministers are called away, Sister W. takes the Bible and addresses the congregation. Letter 169, 1900. Subheading, A Sister to Address the Crowd. We believe fully in the church organization, but are nothing that is to prescribe the precise way in which we must work, for all minds are not reached by the same methods. Each person has his own lamp to keep burning. Very much more light from one such lamp onto the path of the wanderer than would be given by a whole torchlight procession got up for parade and show. Oh, what a work may be done if we will not stretch ourselves beyond our measure. Teach this, my sister. You have many ways open before you. Address the crowd whenever you can. Hold every jot of influence you can buy by any association that can be made the means of introducing the leaven to the meal. Every man and every woman has a work to do for the Master. Personal consecration and sanctification to God will accomplish through the most simple methods more than the most imposing display. Review and Herald, May 9, 1899. Subheading, Camp Meeting Bible Class Conducted by Women. Our camp meetings are to be conducted in such a way that they shall be schools for the education of workers. We need to have a better understanding of the division of labor and educate all how to carry each part of the work successfully. Let short discourses be given, and let Bible classes be held. Let the speaker be sure to rivet the truth upon minds. Intelligent women, if truly converted, can act a part in this work of holding Bible classes. There is a wide field of service for women as well as for men. Letter 84, 1910. Heading, Training and Background. Subheading, The Value of Well-Trained Workers. God calls for laborers, but he wants those who are willing to submit their wills to his, and who will teach the truth as it is in Jesus. One worker who has been trained and educated for the work, who is controlled by the Spirit of Christ, will accomplish far more than 10 laborers who go out deficient in knowledge and weak in the faith. One who works in harmony with the counsel of God and in unity with the brethren will be more efficient to do good than 10 who do not realize the necessity of depending upon God and of acting in harmony with the general plan of the work. Review and Herald, May 29, 1888. Subheading, Bible Workers from Our Schools. In every school that God has established, there will be, as never before, demand for Bible instruction. Our students are to be educated to become Bible workers, and the Bible teachers can do a most wonderful work if they will themselves learn from the great teacher. God's Word is a true philosophy, true science. Human opinions and sensational preaching amount to very little. Those who are imbued with the Word of God can teach it in the simple way in which Christ taught it. Too much depends on the opening of the Scriptures to those in darkness for us to use one word that cannot be readily understood. There is need of workers who will come close to unbelievers, not waiting for unbelievers to come close to them. Workers who will search for the lost sheep, who will do personal labor, and will give clear, definite instruction. It should be the aim of our schools to provide the best instruction and training for Bible workers. Our conference should see that the schools are provided with teachers who are thorough Bible teachers and who have a deep Christian experience. The best ministerial talent should be brought into schools. Manuscript 139, 1898. Subheading, A Broad Education, Including Bible Work. The Lord designs that the school should also be a place where training may be gained in women's work, cooking, housework, dressmaking, bookkeeping, correct reading, and pronunciation. They are to be qualified to take any post that may be offered, superintendents, Sabbath school teachers, Bible workers. They must be prepared to teach day schools for children. Letter 3, 1898. Subheading, Experienced Workers, Not Boys and Girls. Ministerial labor cannot and should not be entrusted to boys, neither should the work of giving Bible readings be entrusted to inexperienced girls, because they offer their services and are willing to take responsible positions, but who are wanting in religious experience without a thorough education and training. They must be proved to see if they will bear the test, and unless there is developed a firm, conscientious principle to be all that God would have them to be, they will not correctly represent our cause and work for this time. They must be with our sisters engaged in the work in every mission, a depth of experience gained from those who have had an experience and who understand the manner and ways of working. The missionary operations are constantly embarrassed for the want of workers of the right class of minds and the devotion and piety that will correctly represent our faith. Christian Education, pages 45-46, 1894. Subheading, Work Calls for Intelligence. Young men should not enter upon the work of explaining the Scriptures and lecturing upon the prophecies when they do not have a knowledge of the important Bible truths they try to explain to others. They may be deficient in the common branches of education, and therefore fail to do the amount of good they could do if they had had the advantages of a good school. Ignorance will not increase the humility or spirituality of any professed follower of Christ. The truths of the divine word can be best appreciated by an intellectual Christian. Christ can be best glorified by those who serve him intelligently. The great object of education is to enable us to use the powers which God has given us in such a manner as will best represent the religion of the Bible and promote the glory of God. Testimonies, Volume 3, page 160, 1872. Subheading, Thoroughly Trained Workers. The third angel is represented as flying in the midst of the heavens, showing that the message is to go forth throughout the length and breadth of the earth. It is the most solemn message ever given to mortals, and all who connect with the work should first feel the need of an education and a most thorough training process for the work in reference to their future usefulness. And there should be plans made and efforts adopted for the improvement of that class who anticipate connecting with any branch of the work. Review and Herald, June 21, 1887. Subheading, Teacher Must Know Real Principles of Truth. Be sure that you know the real principles of the truth, and then, when you meet opponents, you will not be in your own strength. An angel of God will stand by your side to help in answering every question that may be asked. Day by day, you are to be shut in, as it were, with Jesus. And then your words and example will have a strong influence for good. Gospel Workers, page 105, 1915. Subheading, An Appeal for More Educated Bible Instructors. I wish to create a fund for the payment of these devoted women who are the most useful workers in giving Bible readings. I'm also led to say that we must educate more workers to give Bible readings. Letter 83, 1899. Heading, Bible Instructors Qualifications, subheading, Caliber of Women for God's Work. Women of firm principle and decided character are needed. Women who believe that we are indeed living in the last days, that we have the last solemn message of warning to be given to the world. They should feel that they are engaged in an important work in spreading the rays of light which heaven has shed upon them. Nothing will deter this class from their duty. Nothing will discourage them in their work. They have faith to work for time and for eternity. They fear God and will not be diverted from the work by the temptation of lucrative situations and attractive prospects. The Sabbath of the fourth commandment is sacredly kept by them because God has placed a sanctity upon it and has bidden them to keep it holy. They will preserve their integrity at any cost to themselves. These are the ones who will correctly represent our faith, whose words will be fitly spoken like apples of gold and pictures of silver. Sisters, God calls you to work in the harvest field and help gather in the sheaves. Review and Herald, December 19, 1878. Subheading, Fresh, Uncrippled Energies. In order that the work may go forward in all its branches, God calls for youthful vigor, zeal, and courage. He has chosen the youth to aid in the advancement of his cause. To plan with clear mind and execute with courageous hand demands fresh, uncrippled energies. Young men and women are invited to give God the strength of their youth, that through the exercise of their powers, through keen thought and vigorous action, they may bring glory to him and salvation to their fellow men. Counsels to Teachers, page 535, 1913. There is need of young men and women who will not be swayed by circumstances, who walk with God, who pray much, and who put forth earnest efforts to gather all the light they can. Counsels to Teachers, page 537, 1913. Subheading, Persevering Women. All who work for God should have the Martha and Mary attributes blended, a willingness to minister, and a sincere love of the truth. Self and selfishness must be put out of sight. God calls for earnest women workers, workers who are prudent, warm-hearted, tender, and true to principle. He calls for persevering women who will take their minds from self and from their personal convenience and will center them on Christ, speaking words of truth, praying with the persons to whom they can obtain access, laboring for the conversion of souls. Testimonies, Volume 6, page 118, 1900. Subheading, Women with Powers to Make Right Decisions. There are noble women who have had moral courage to decide in favor of the truth from the weight of evidence. They have conscientiously accepted the truth. They have tact, perception, and good ability, and will make successful workers for their master. Christian women are called for. Review and Herald, December 19, 1878. Subheading, Force of Character and Power of Influence. Some who engage in missionary service are weak, nerveless, spiritless, easily discouraged. They lack push. They have not those positive traits of character that give power to do something, the spirit and energy that kindle enthusiasm. Those who would win success must be courageous and hopeful. They should cultivate not only the passive, but the active virtues. While they are to give the soft answer that turns away wrath, they must possess the courage of a hero to resist evil. With the charity that endures all things, they need the force of character that will make their influence a positive power. Ministry of Healing, pages 497, 498, 1905. Subheading, Go to Bottom of Every Subject. If you are called to be a teacher in any branch of the work of God, you are called also to be a learner in the school of Christ. If you take upon you the sacred responsibility of teaching others, you take upon you the duty of going to the bottom of every subject you seek to teach. Counsels on Sabbath School Work, page 31, 1892. Subheading, Courage, Force, Energy, Perseverance. Christian life is more than many take it to be. It does not consist wholly in gentleness, patience, meekness, and kindliness. These graces are essential, but there is need also of courage, force, energy, and perseverance. The path that Christ marks out as narrow, self-denying path. To enter that path and press on through difficulties and discouragements requires men who are more than weaklings. Some have no firmness of character. Their plans and purposes have no definite form and consistency. They are but little practical use in the world. This weakness, indecision, and inefficiency should be overcome. There is in true Christian character an indomitableness that cannot be molded or subdued by adverse circumstances. We must have moral backbone, an integrity that cannot be flattered, bribed, or terrified. Ministry of Healing, pages 497, 498, 1905. Subheading, Alertness and Precision. The cause of God demands men who can see quickly and act instantaneously at the right time and with power. If you wait to measure every difficulty and balance every perplexity you meet, you will do but little. You will have obstacles and difficulties to encounter at every turn, and you must with firm purpose decide to conquer them or they will conquer you. Testimonies, Volume 3, page 497, 1875. Subheading, System and Speed in All Work. Your room may contain many little ornaments placed there for admiration, but if you would have an eye single to the glory of God, you would do well to pack away these little idols. In handling, dusting, and replacing them, many precious moments are spent that might be employed in needful work. But if these trinkets are not to be stored away, then you have another lesson to learn. Be expeditious. Do not dreamily take up every article and keep it in your hand, as though loath to lay it down. It is the duty of those who are slow in their movements to improve in this respect. The Lord has said, Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. In preparing the meals, make your calculations, giving yourself all the time that you know by experience you will require in order to cook the food thoroughly and place it upon the table at the proper time. But it is better to be ready 5 minutes before the time than to be 5 minutes late. In washing dishes, also, the work may be done with dispatch, and yet with care and thoroughness. Slow, dilatory habits make much work out of very little. But if you will, you may overcome these fussy, lingering habits. The exercise of the willpower will make the hands more deftly. The Youth's Instructor, January 28, 1897. Heading, Bible Work Techniques. Subheading, Simple, Spirited Bible Readings. We must arise and cooperate with Christ. Obey the Gospel Commission. Go forth into the highways and hedges. Visit as many places as possible. Conduct simple, spirited Bible readings, which will have a correct influence upon minds. Manuscript 53, 1910. Subheading, A Message to Startle People to Study. The testing message for this time is to be borne so plainly and decidedly as to startle the hearers and lead them to desire to study the Scriptures. Testimonies, Volume 9, page 109, 1909. Subheading, Teach to Approach Bible in Spirit of Learner. The student of the Bible should be taught to approach it in the spirit of a learner. We are to search its pages, not for proof to sustain our opinions, but in order to know what God says. Education, page 189, 1903. Subheading, Every Bible Study Must Have a Distinct Plan. Every teacher should see to it that his work tends to definite results. Before attempting to teach a subject, he should have a distinct plan in mind and should know just what he desires to accomplish. He should not rest satisfied with the presentation of any subject until the student understands the principle involved, perceives its truth, and is able to state clearly what he has learned. Education, pages 233, 234, 1903. Subheading, Simplicity in Words. Never search for words that will give the impression that you are learned. The greater your simplicity, the better will your words be understood. Testimonies, Volume 6, page 383, 1900. Subheading, Simple Explanation Better Than Argument. Argument is good in its place, but far more can be accomplished by simple explanations of the Word of God. The lessons of Christ were illustrated so clearly that the most ignorant could readily comprehend them. Jesus did not use long and difficult words in his discourses. He used plain language, adapted to the minds of the common people. He went no farther into the subject he was expounding than they were able to follow him. Gospel Workers, page 169, 1915. Subheading, Few Arguments May Suffice. It is not the best policy to be so very explicit and say all upon a point that can be said, when a few arguments will cover the ground and be sufficient for all practical purposes to convince or silence opponents. Gospel Workers, page 376, 1915. Subheading, Present Truth in Easy Style. In this age, when pleasing fables are drifting upon the surface and attracting the mind, truth presented in easy style, backed up with a few strong proofs, is better than to search and bring forth an overwhelming array of evidence. For the point then does not stand so distinct in many minds as before the objections and evidences were brought before them. With many, assertions will go farther than long arguments. They take many things for granted. Proof does not help the case in the minds of such. Testimonies, Volume 3, page 36, 1872. Subheading, Line Upon Line. Let the truth be presented as it is in Jesus. Line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. Testimonies, Volume 9, page 240, 1909. Subheading, The Power of Christian Sympathy. Kindly words simply spoken, little attention simply bestowed, will sweep away the clouds of temptation and doubt that gather over the soul. The true heart expression of Christ-like sympathy, given in simplicity, has power to open the door of hearts that need the simple, delicate touch of the Spirit of Christ. Testimonies, Volume 9, page 30, 1909. Subheading, Find Your Way to Their Hearts. Wherever you can gain access to the people by the fireside, improve your opportunity. Take your Bible and open before them its great truths. Your success will not depend so much upon your knowledge and accomplishments as upon your ability to find your way to the heart. By being social and coming close to the people, you may turn the current of their thoughts more readily than by the most able discourse. Gospel Workers, page 193, 1915. Subheading, Teaching and Practicing Principles. Not as a dry theory were these things to be taught. Those who would impart truth must themselves practice its principles. Only by reflecting the character of God in the uprightness, nobility, and unselfishness of their own lives can they impress others. Education, page 41, 1903. Subheading, Influence of Cross on Soul Winning. The cross of Calvary is to be lifted high above the people, absorbing their minds and concentrating their thoughts. The workers will send forth to the world beams of light as living agencies to enlighten the earth. Mount of Blessing, page 70, 1896. Subheading, Answer Questions. The best work you can do is to teach, to educate. Whenever you can find an opportunity to do so, sit down with some family and let them ask questions. Then answer them patiently, humbly. Continue this work in connection with your more public efforts. Preach less and educate more by holding Bible readings and by praying with families and little companies. Gospel Workers, page 193, 1915. Subheading, Personal, Patient, Thorough Bible Work. Many a laborer fails in his work because he does not come close to those who need his help most. With the Bible in hand, he should seek in a courteous manner to learn the objections which exist in the minds of those who are beginning to inquire, what is truth? Carefully and tenderly should he lead and educate them as pupils in a school. Many have to unlearn theories which they have long believed to be truth. As they become convinced that they have been error concerning Bible subjects, they are thrown into perplexity and doubt. They need the tenderest sympathy and the most judicious help. They should be carefully instructed and should be prayed for and prayed with, watched and guarded with the kindest solicitude. Gospel Workers, pages 190, 191, 1915. Subheading, Where There Is Prejudice. Christ drew the hearts of his hearers to him by the manifestation of his love, and then, little by little, as they were able to bear it, he unfolded to them the great truths of the kingdom. We also must learn to adapt our labors to the condition of the people, to meet men where they are. While the claims of the law of God are to be presented to the world, we should never forget that love, the love of Christ, is the only power that can soften the heart and lead to obedience. All the great truths of the Scripture center in Christ. Rightly understood, all lead to Him. Let Christ be presented as the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end of the great plan of redemption. Present to the people such subjects as will strengthen their confidence in God and in His Word, and lead them to investigate its teachings for themselves. And as they go forward, step by step, in the study of the Bible, they will be better prepared to appreciate the beauty and harmony of its precious truths. Review and Herald, June 13, 1912. Subheading, Present Testing Truths After Conversion. You should not feel it your duty to introduce arguments upon the Sabbath question as you meet the people. If persons mention the subject, tell them that this is not your burden now. But when they surrender heart and mind and will to God, they are then prepared candidly to weigh evidence in regard to these solemn testing truths. Letter 77, 1895. Subheading, Message More Than Argument. Formal set phrases, the presentation of merely argumentative subjects, is not productive of good. The melting love of God in the hearts of the workers will be recognized by those for whom they labor. Souls are thirsting for the waters of life. Do not be empty cisterns. If you reveal the love of Christ to them, you may lead the hungering, thirsting ones to Jesus, and He will give them the bread of life and the waters of salvation. Letter 77, 1895. Subheading, Recount Your Own Experience in Conversion. Arouse every spiritual energy to action. Tell those whom you visit the end of all things is at hand. The Lord Jesus Christ will open the doors of their hearts and will make upon their minds lasting impressions. Strive to arouse men and women from their spiritual insensibility. Tell them how you found Jesus and how blessed you have been since you gained an experience in his service. Tell them what blessings come to you as you sit at the feet of Jesus and learn precious lessons from his word. Tell them of the gladness and joy that there is in a Christian life. Your warm, fervent words will convince them that you have found the pearl of great price. Let your cheerful, encouraging words show that you have certainly found the higher way. This is genuine missionary work, and as it is done, many will awake as from a dream. Testimonies, Volume 9, page 38, 1909. Subheading, Soul Winner's Intercession, the Secret of Success. In times past, there were those who fastened their minds upon one soul after another, saying, Lord, help me to save this soul. But now such instances are rare. How many act as if they realize the peril of sinners? How many take those whom they know to be in peril, presenting them to God in prayer and supplicating him to save them? Gospel Workers, page 65. Heading, Lessons from the Master Teacher. Subheading, Present Word in Christ's Way. If you are presenting the Word in Christ's way, your audience will be deeply impressed with the truths you teach. The conviction will come to them that this is the Word of the living God. Testimonies, Volume 9, page 143, 1909. The subheading, Patient Love and Interest in the Lost. He taught the people with patient love. His deep, searching wisdom knew the wants of every soul among his listeners. And when he saw them refuse the message of peace and love that he came to give them, his heart felt anguish to the very depths. Gospel Workers, page 49, 1915. Subheading, Meekness and Humility. There was in his manner no taint of bigotry, no cold austerity. The world's Redeemer had a greater than angelic nature, yet united with his divine majesty were meekness and humility that attracted all to himself. Mount of Blessing, pages 29, 30, 1896. Subheading, Hope Inspires Desire and Faith. In every human being, he discerned infinite possibilities. He saw men as they might be, transfigured by his grace in the beauty of the Lord our God. Looking upon them with hope, he inspired hope. Meeting them with confidence, he inspired trust. Revealing in himself man's true ideal, he awakened for its attainment both desire and faith. In his presence, souls despised and fallen realized that they were still men, and they longed to prove themselves worthy of his regard. In many a heart that seemed dead to all things holy were awakened new impulses. To many a despairing one, there opened the possibilities of a new life. Education, page 80, 1903. Subheading, Earnestness and Convicting Power. As men and women listened to the truths that fell from his lips, so different from the traditions and dogmas taught by the rabbis, hope sprang up in their hearts. In his teaching, there was an earnestness that sent his words home with convicting power. Gospel Workers, page 188, 1915. Subheading, Radiating Life and Cheer. As he passed through the towns and cities, he was like a vital current, diffusing life and joy. Ministry of Healing, page 20, 1905. We may be cheerful. God does not want any sour faces on this ground. The Lord does not want anyone in gloom and sadness. He wants you to lift up your countenance to him and let him just pour upon it the brightness of the light of the Sun of Righteousness. Manuscript 42, 1894. Subheading, Christ Taught with Authority. While his teaching was simple, he spoke as one having authority. This characteristic set his teaching in contrast with that of all others. The rabbi spoke with a doubt and hesitancy, as if the scriptures might be interpreted to mean one thing or exactly the opposite. The hearers were daily involved in greater uncertainty. But Jesus taught the scriptures as of unquestionable authority. Whatever subject, it was presented with power, as if his words could not be controverted. The Desire of Ages, page 253, 1898. Subheading, Desire to Save Sinners. The same intensity of desire to save sinners that marked the life of the Savior marks the life of his true follower. Testimonies, Volume 7, page 10, 1902. Subheading, Impelling Power. The prompt, unquestioning obedience of these men, with no promise of wages, seems remarkable. But the words of Christ were an invitation that carried with it an impelling power. Gospel Workers, page 24, 1915. Heading, Results of Bible Work. Subheading, Angels Close to Worker. As the worker seeks to give to others the light of God has given him, the Lord imparts increased light. In doing his best with an eye single to the glory of God, he realizes the value of souls. As he visits from house to house, opening the scriptures to those whose understanding is darkened, angels of God will be close beside him to impress the heart of one who is athirst for the water of life. Review and Herald, October 6, 1896. Subheading, Lord Works with Bible Instructors. Let strong reasons for our faith be presented from the Word of God, and let the truth in its sanctifying power melt its way to the hearts and minds of those who are under conviction. As the helpers give Bible readings in the homes of the people, the Lord just as surely works on minds as he does in the public services. Letter 160, 1901. Subheading, Miracles Wrought Through the Word. There will constantly be a struggle in order to gain access to the hearts of the ignorant and wicked. But do we individually try as earnestly and faithfully by personal effort as we should? Do we not hold ourselves too much aloof from the poor souls dead in trespasses and sins? Can we not, every one of us, arm ourselves with the intense earnestness of Christ and do more? I fear that there is not that faith that is essential. Shall we not brace ourselves against disappointments and temptations to be discouraged? God is merciful, and with the truth rejoicing, purifying, ennobling the life, we can do a sound and solid work for God. Prayer and faith will do wonderful things. The Word must be our weapon of warfare. Miracles can be wrought through the Word, for it is profitable for all things. Letter 75, 1896. Subheading, The Worth of a Soul. The soul that has given himself to Christ is more precious in his sight than the whole world. The Desire of Ages, page 480, 1898. If but one soul would have accepted the gospel of his grace, Christ would, to save that one, have chosen his life of toil and humiliation and his death of shame. Ministry of Healing, page 135, 1905. Subheading, Let This Work Go Forward. Many will hear the message, but will refuse to heed. Nevertheless, the warning is to be given to all in clear, plain tones. Not only is the truth to be presented in public assemblies, house-to-house work is to be done. Let this work go forward in the name of the Lord. Those who engage in it have the heavenly angels as their companions. They will resist the attacks made by the enemy on those who are cooperating with God. Letter 140, 1903. Subheading, In the Confidence of God's Promises. The good seed may for a time lie unnoticed in a cold, selfish, worldly heart, giving no evidence that it has taken root. But afterward, as the Spirit of God breathes on the soul, the hidden seed springs up and at last bears fruit to the glory of God. In our life work, we know not which shall prosper, this or that. This is not a question for us to settle. We are to do our work and leave the results with God. In the morning, sow thy seed, and in the evening, withhold not thine hand. God's great covenant declares that, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. In the confidence of this promise, the husbandman tills and sows. Not less confidently are we in the spiritual sowing to labor, trusting his assurance So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. He that goeth forth in weeping, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Christ's Object Lessons, page 65, 1900. Heading, Adequate Wages for Women Workers, subheading, To Be Paid as Verily as Their Husbands. When it is possible, let the minister and his wife go forth together. The wife can often labor by the side of her husband, accomplishing a noble work. She can visit the homes of the people and help the women in these families in a way that her husband cannot. Select women who will act an earnest part. The Lord will use intelligent women in the work of teaching. And let none feel that these women, who understand the word and who have ability to teach, should not receive remuneration for their labors. They should be paid as verily as are their husbands. There is a great work for women to do in the cause of present truth. Through the exercise of womanly tact and a wide use of their knowledge of Bible truth, they can remove difficulties that our brethren cannot meet. We need women workers to labor in connection with their husbands and should encourage those who wish to engage in this line of missionary effort. Letter 142, 1909. Subheading, Sacrificing, Not to be Limited to Faithful Women. A great work is to be done in our world, and every talent is to be used in accordance with righteous principles. If a woman is appointed by the Lord to do a certain work, her work is to be estimated according to its value. Every laborer is to receive his or her just due. It may be thought to be a good plan to allow persons to give talent and earnest labor to the work of God, while they draw nothing from the treasury. But this is making a difference, and selfishly withholding from such work as their due. God will not put a sanction on any such plan. Those who invented this method may have thought they were doing God service by not drawing from the treasury to pay these God-fearing, soul-loving laborers. But there will be an account to settle by and by. And then those who now think this exaction, this partiality in dealing, a wise scheme, will be ashamed of their selfishness. God sees these things in a light altogether different from the light in which finite men view them. Those who work earnestly and unselfishly, be they men or women, bring sheaves to the master, and the souls converted by their labor will bring their tithes to the treasury. When self-denial is required because of a dearth of means, do not let a few hard-working women do all the sacrificing. Let all share in making the sacrifice. God declares, I hate robbery for burnt offering. Manuscript 47, 1898. Subheading, To Be Paid from the Tithe. The tithe should go to those who labor in word and doctrine, be they men or women. Manuscript 149, 1899. Subheading, A Procedure Which Will Limit Women Workers. Injustice has sometimes been done to women who labor just as devotedly as their husbands, and who are recognized by God as being necessary to the labor of the ministry. The method of paying men laborers, and not paying their wives who share their labors with them, is a plan not according to the Lord's order, and if carried out in our conferences, is liable to discourage our sisters from qualifying themselves for the work they should engage in. God is a God of justice, and if the ministers receive a salary for their work, their wives who devote themselves just as disinterestedly to the work should be paid in addition to the wages their husbands receive, even though they may not ask for this. Seventh-day Adventists are not in any way to belittle women's work. If a woman puts her housework in the hands of a faithful, prudent helper and leaves her children in good care while she engages in the work, the conference should have wisdom to understand the justice of her receiving wages. Gospel Workers, pages 452, 453, 1915. Subheading, God has settled this question. If women do the work that is the most agreeable to many of those who labor in word and doctrine, and if their works testify that they are accomplishing a work that has been manifestly neglected, Should not such labor be looked upon as being as rich in results as the work of the ordained ministers? Should it not command the hire of the laborer? This question is not for men to settle. The Lord has settled it. You are to do your duty to the women who labor in the gospel, whose work testifies that they are essential to carrying the truth into families. Their work is just the work that must be done and should be encouraged. In many respects, a woman cannot impart knowledge to her sisters that a man cannot. The case would suffer great loss without this kind of labor by women. Again and again, the Lord has shown me that women teachers are just as greatly needed to do the work to which he has appointed them as are men. Manuscript 142, 1903. Heading, Cautions to the Bible Instructor. Subheading, Personal Work More Taxing. Women, as well as men, are needed in the work that must be done. Those women who give themselves to the service of the Lord, who labor for the salvation of others by doing house-to-house work, which is as taxing as, and more taxing than, standing before a congregation, should receive payment for their labor. Manuscript 149, 1899. Subheading, Avoid Overwork. There is danger that the women connected with the work will be required to labor too hard without proper periods of rest. Such severe taxation should not be brought upon the workers. Some will not injure themselves, but others who are conscientious will certainly overwork. Periods of rest are necessary for all, especially women. Letter 61, 1896. Subheading, We Are Mortal. Brother Blank, I hope you will be very careful of Sister Blank's health. Do not allow her to work too much on the nerve-taxing strain. You will understand what I mean. She needs to understand that we are mortal, and that if we are not careful of our health, we may lose it. Letter 44, 1900. Subheading, When to Act Independently. There are circumstances under which it is proper for a woman to act promptly and independently, moving with the decision in the way she knows to be the way of the Lord. The wife is to stand by the side of the husband as his equal, sharing all the responsibilities of life, rendering due respect to him who has selected her for his lifelong companion. Manuscript 17, 1891. Subheading, Avoid Praising Men and Familiarity. I am pained when I see men praised, flattered, and petted. God has revealed the fact that some who receive these attentions are unworthy to take his name into their lips. Yet they are exalted to heaven in the estimation of finite man, who reads only from outward appearance. My sisters, never pet and flatter poor, failing, erring men, either young or old, married or unmarried. You know not their weaknesses, and you know not but these very attentions and this profuse praise may prove their ruin. I am alarmed at the short-sightedness, the want of wisdom, that many manifest in respect to this familiarity. Married men who accept the attention, the praise, and petting of women should be assured that the love and sympathy of this class is not worth the obtaining. It is valueless. Again, I urge upon you the necessity of purity in every thought, in every word, in every action. We have an individual accountability to God, an individual work which no one can do for us. It is to make the world better by precept, personal effort, and example. While we should cultivate sociability, let it not be merely for amusement, but for a purpose. There are souls to save. Review and Herald, November 10, 1885.